Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of December, and I'm recording at 9:53 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in a damp and stormy United Kingdom. Okay, now here we are on the penultimate day of the year, and we've got this little to and fro here for the markets in terms of following what oil prices are actually doing. I've mentioned this earlier in the week in these audios, and I think possibly also last week, but we've got a mindset now, and inevitably there are some economic concerns that are involved in this as well, that when crude oil falls, stock markets weaken generally, and conversely, when crude oil rallies, then we see stock markets rally for the most part. And we saw on Monday, we saw the falls. On Tuesday, we saw the rallies. And here today, more falls as oil is down over $1 a barrel in both the Brent and also the WTI. But first, let me start with the stock markets, as I usually do. And the Asia-Pacific region, they were following a day in which, again, following Tuesday, so early this morning, oil prices had not had yet had a chance to come down that much. So we had more gains in what was some balancing strength and weaknesses here in the Asia-Pacific region. Japan, modest gains of 0.25% on average. Also in China, Hang Seng was weaker by 0.5%, but the Shanghai Composite Index was 0.25% higher here. It's still very bogged down here, near support, low valuations. But it's been, not really going anywhere during a somewhat difficult year. Although we do have modest gains on the year, which are interesting. For instance, Shanghai Composite Index is currently higher by nearly 10.5% in Chinese renminbi. But in U.S. dollars, it is also up 5.61%. Now, not that many indices around the world are higher this year in U.S. dollar terms. And I'll run through the ones that are higher in tomorrow's audio. Now, but the Hang Seng Index and the China Enterprise Index were lower in here today. China Enterprise down by 1.32%. Taiwan, South Korea, Indian indices, and looks like also Singapore all a little bit lower. On the plus side, we have decent gain in 1% once again by the Australian stock market. Korea, South Korea is mixed in here between gains and losses. Malaysia, a little higher, almost 0.5%. Thailand, 0.33%. Indonesia, 0.5% higher. Here, looking at Europe, Europe did less well. And it was had small declines on the opening, but then they gradually picked up. And to run through them here today, the biggest decline looks like Italy down 1.12%, German DAX index down nearly 1.10%, all lower here. But those are the two biggest, as I mentioned. And the Euro Stoxx index down almost 4/5 of a percentage point. UK index down 2/3 of a percentage point. In Wall Street, same story. Gave up against the background of oil, that is, and gave up a lot of yesterday's gains. So the Dow down 2/3 of a percentage point, but it gave up nearly 3/4 of its rally yesterday. Same with the S&P, and down 0.75%. And also the NASDAQ down slightly more. And the NASDAQ actually gave up most of, or virtually all of, yesterday's gains. So again, it's just this link here when the whole world is focused on what the oil price is doing, and they see weaker oil at this stage as more bearish than bullish. Thus the declines in stock markets when oil goes down, and the rallies when it goes oil goes somewhat higher. And elsewhere in that America section, Canada, Mexico, and Brazil all down by about 0.75%. In government bonds, we have the U.S. 10-year yield slipping just a little bit. It was just over the 2.30 level yesterday. Today, 2.29%, and the VIX index edged higher by more than a point. It's up to 17.29. So, you know, we're really limping here towards the end of the year. And in the commodity markets, well, no, I'll take the currencies first. The dollar index, a little bit firmer, 98.24, still trading here after hours. Precious metals are clipped here a little bit. Palladium down 740 to 549. Silver down just over 7 cents to 1385 and a half. And we've got platinum fell $20 to 871. And gold bullion down $7.6 to 1,061 and change. Agricultural commodities, I see, are certainly higher in terms of white sugar and also coffee. It looks like soybeans. But a mixed picture here. Agricultural is stronger than the industrial commodities. I'll put it that way. The only industrial commodity that I see is a little firmer in here is high grade copper at 214.65. That's high grade copper, 214.65 cents. That's up a cent on the day. And among others here, the crude oil, the Brent, is down $1.10 to 36.69, and the WTI is down $1.07 at 36.80. The only thing is, I noticed that a lot of people are saying that, well, oil's going to stay down for a long time because Saudi Arabia has no intention of changing its current policy here. Or then I saw one comment, I think a report even, that someone saying that, well, you know, Saudi Arabia can't cut supply now because it needs needs all the money it can get. It needs to sell as much oil as it possibly can, and so does Russia. Well, that just doesn't make sense here at all. And I maintain, as I've have for a while now, that while this weak oil, while there's the belief that oil is going to stay weak and perhaps go even weaker still, all it would take is a political decision. It doesn't need to be announced even, but a political decision by the Saudis to cut back quite sharply. I don't think they would do that unilaterally, but they could probably get multilateral support for doing that, at least among a number of oil producers. And will that happen? Well, that's the uncertainty. I think it will definitely happen at some point. But obviously, I don't know when, and probably those producers don't know when at this stage. But the Saudis will be at the center of it, and that could change things quite sharply in terms of the next $10 to $20 for the crude oil price, and that would have widespread implications. I think you would see stock markets certainly rebound in line with a partial recovery, and it wouldn't be a full recovery, so we'd still be having the benefits of cheaper energy prices than most people dreamed possible 2, 3, 4, 10 years ago. So, that is to say, that could all that requires is one political decision, and perhaps made in concert with others, and a big production cut. That's the way commodities are turned around. It's not that oil producers would be inventing something new. Supply, I've mentioned, is always the key variable with commodities. There's much too much oil being pumped out, so that's weighing on prices, and it will take production reductions to firm up the price. That will happen, and I think it will happen most definitely in 2016, but it's impossible to know exactly when, but we need to pay close attention to what's actually being said. And we do know that while the royal family in Saudi Arabia may be silent on this point at the moment, that we do have specialists, oil ministers and ex-oil ministers who are talking about the need for these production cuts. Now, tomorrow on the 31st, we have, I believe, a half day in some of the European markets, at least in the UK, and we have a full day on Wall Street, Owen tells me. Of course, we will have the service and also the last audio of this year tomorrow. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.